A forgotten tale from the Second World War, one of the rare beautiful things that happened in those days. A nation's open arms for those who fled the war. This is the story of 115,000 Polish citizens who sought refuge in Iran.
I was very young. In 1942, we left the Soviet labor camps of Siberia and came to Iran.
You may see this as a story of Polish immigrants, but there's a lot more. This is about the hardship that Polish people went through and how Iran became a beacon of hope for them.
With not many documents left from those days, the director was humble about nearly 2 years that he spent making the movie.
Khosrow Sinai made a movie 20 years ago, which was my main reference, and I don't think anyone could do a better job. What you saw today was a more of an extended report on what happened.
But still considered an important part that has been mostly untold.
Countries, we have new generations of people who should remember what was happening. And this is also a very good movie for those from other countries to know what happened and why despite geography and sometimes despite politics, we have quite good relations between Poland and Iran, always friendly and always warm.
Going back through the pages of history could be an eye-opener as well.
One would think that the West has learned its lesson from those days of misery. But when you see them starting wars in other countries, there's not much left to say. And when Ms. Clinton says in her book that the U.S. should never have attacked Iraq and that it was a mistake, it makes you wonder what it's worth.
As everyone agreed, here there are many lessons to be learned.
As far as the documentary is concerned, the routine is the same. It will be entering various festivals, hopefully winning a couple of awards. But more important than that, a copy of it will be sent to Poland to be aired on Polish television. Kisumisha Ahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.